Decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host. It is Tuesday, the 16th of November. Glad to have you with us for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. We had a storm last night. It was impressive. Sun hadn't come up yet, so I haven't been able to go outside and see. Let me adjust my light here for a minute. Because of the power outage, I lost all my settings, all my lighting and everything. We had heavy winds. We lost electricity for about 3 hours. And it amuses me and confounds me that our houses cannot function without electricity, completely and totally. When I was growing up, our house had a wood stove. We were able to heat the house. We were able to cook on the wood stove. We're not on city water out here in the Piney Woods. We're on a well. So when we lose electricity, we lose our water. We lose, of course, refrigeration, lights. We do have some candles and oil lamps. They got us through the night until the power came back on. And luckily it wasn't off long, and it wasn't off. The temperature outside was not real cold. I think the high yesterday was in the low 60s. Unusually warm for this time of year. I am not complaining. But because of that, it wasn't cold. The house didn't cool off real quick. So we were not at all uncomfortable. We actually went to bed early, and we were laying in bed. My Kindle has a light on it, so I was able to lay in bed and read on my Kindle without using any light, and that was a marvelous thing. And the lights came on, somewhere around 7:30, I guess. Like I said, already in bed, 7 o'clock. Well, it's been dark for 2 hours, and just kind of a taste of an older world. And as a historian, it's something that I have thought about quite often, is the fact that for thousands of years, materially, very little changed. If you look at how they were living in colonial America and compare it to how they were living in ancient Babylon, you're going to see more similarities than differences. What do I mean? Well, to get anywhere, you had to walk or ride horses. Your ships were either rowed or sailed. Different designs, different sail patterns, sure. And there had been improvements like that. But, you know, metallurgy was, of course, much better. In ancient Babylon, they had bronze. In colonial America, they had steel. And they did have firearms in colonial America. But, you know, a colonial musket was really a one or two shot spear. You were able, because they took so long to reload, you would get one or two shots off and you'd be in hand in hand combat, which is why, you know, bayonets were so important. That was certainly a technological advancement, but you know, a musket was kind of a one shot spear, a short spear. Yeah, the short melee spear type of thing. A lot of hand-to-hand fighting took place. We had hand-to-hand fighting. Major portions of combat came down to hand-to-hand combat in World War I. And, you know, at that time, we had machine guns and airplanes. So things haven't changed much for thousands of years. And now, all of a sudden, you know, materially, I'm not talking about politics, I'm not talking about religion, I'm not talking about philosophy, I'm talking about materially. You heat, cook, and light with fire. You walk or ride horses to get around. your boats are paddled or sail or rowed or sailed. Use wagons was the tribe. I mean, you know, steam engine came in. Yes, you know, you finally had. But since the Industrial Revolution, since the middle of the 19th century until today, we've seen just this huge explosion in technology. You know, someone 100 years ago, most houses didn't, in 1900 in America, most houses didn't have electricity. And now very few don't. And the houses are not designed to function without electricity. I'm listening, the furnace is running right now. We have no heat without electricity. We can't heat our house. I don't have a secondary form of heating. This is a trailer house, and you really don't want to put a wood stove in a trailer house. It's not the safest thing to do. I've known a lot of people who have done it because it's a good source of heat, but it's still, I've also seen a lot of trailer fires. So we can't heat our house without electricity. Like I said, we had candles, we had oil lamps. We're not totally unprepared for power outages, and we're a camping family. I could have gone out to the shed and raided some of our camping equipment. We've got the Coleman stove, and we've got all that stuff. So we could have cooked and all that, but luckily dinner was already ready. Great corned beef. Put a corned beef brisket in the crock pot yesterday morning. Oh, it was so tasty last night. And we were eating dinner when the lights went out. I was in the middle of my tossed salad. Horrible, horrible times. But yeah, it just interests me that we don't build our houses to operate without electricity. And that is an interesting thing to think about. You know, what if there was, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about a societal collapse. What if there was a societal collapse? What if very few people have the ability to generate their own electricity. Without, you know, if the big electrical power plants go down without, some people might have gas or propane generators, but without electricity on an industrial scale, the refineries are soon going to not be able to produce any new fuel. So, you know, how are you going to do, you're going to refine your own gasoline from raw crude that you dug out of the ground with your bare hands? I don't think so. Maybe we ought to start thinking about relearning some of those skills. Yeah, interesting times. Anyway, that's just pure speculation on my part without any sort of notes or anything in front of me. I'm just talking about what happened last night and some of the things that I have thought about since then. But one thing that happened before the lights went out last night is my new Legacy Standard Bible hardback arrived. I've got a Edgeline Goatskin Legacy Standard Bible coming. But when I saw that they were not going to be shipping those until December, and I saw that they still had the hardbacks in stock, I quickly ordered a hardback, and this will get this will be passed on to Mrs. Squirrel, who actually prefers a hardback, so that will be nice. She will have her copy of the Legacy Standard Bible once my leather Bible runs in, but I'm very pleased with it. It is my intent to preach out of this Sunday. As I preach Psalm 1 up at Hot Springs Bible Church, I will be preaching out of the Legacy Standard Bible, and I will be using this Bible. So that's an exciting thing. And yes, I am preaching 11 o'clock, Hot Springs Bible Church in Hot Springs, Montana. If you're in the area, yeah, swing by. The chances of you being in the area are very slim. I understand that. But you're still welcome if you come by. I don't believe Hot Springs live streams their service or anything like that. So it's a small church in a small town. But if you happen to make it by, we'd love to see you there. And if you're one of the people up in Hot Springs, I'll see you Sunday. That will be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Although that does mean that that we're missing out on the Thanksgiving potluck at our home church, or Frenchtown Community Church. So that's a bummer. Okay. Well, let's jump into our Bible reading. We are reading through the Legacy Standard Bible, the New Testament, and now having the full text available is just such a wonderful thing. It is my intent to read through the entire Bible in the Legacy Standard here on Squirrel Chatter Live every morning, Monday through Friday, using the five-day reading plan that I've used for years. One of my favorite reading plans. It's kind of a semi-chronological, but you read Old Testament and New Testament, everything the same day. So you have an Old Testament reading and a New Testament reading, and 5 days a week, you get through the whole Bible in a year, and it's I think it goes through the books of the Bible fairly chronologically. Except in the Old Testament reading, it throws Job at the end, which is kind of interesting because Job was always considered to be the oldest book in the Old Testament, to my knowledge. So, but they throw that in at the end. I guess it really doesn't fit with the other books. It's not part of the redemptive narrative that much. But it is a wonderful book about the sovereignty of God. And that's definitely one to pay attention to. But I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to reading all of that in the Legacy Standard Bible next year. Before we get into our Bible reading, I want to remind you that Squirrel Chatter is part of the Christian Podcast Community. You can head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com and check out all the other podcasts over there. Unfortunately, there's been some sort of issue with the feed, and new episodes of Squirrel Chatter are not popping up on the latest episode page at the Christian Podcast Community website. And apparently it's all of us who are hosted on Podbean. So the Podbean shows, which includes us, which includes Voice of Reason Radio with Chris and Richard, our episodes are not popping up new over there. So please do subscribe to Squirrel Chatter. If you're listening to it on the actually you can't be because this one won't be up there. But if you were listening to it through the Christian Podcast Community website, I would encourage you to go ahead and subscribe to Squirrel Chatter. So if this happens again, you will not miss an episode. And you don't want to miss an episode. We just have too much fun here. More fun than a human being is allowed to have, in the immortal words of Rush Limbaugh. All right, well, let's begin with our time of prayer. Let us pray. O Lord, our governor, whose glory fills all the world, we commend this nation to your merciful care, that we may be guided by your providence and dwell secure in your peace. Grant to the President of the United States and the governors of the 50 states, and to all in authority, wisdom and strength to know and to do your will. Fill them with the love of truth and righteousness, and make them continually mindful of their calling to serve this people in reverent obedience to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're reading through Revelation, the final book in our read-through of the New Testament in the Legacy Standard Bible, and we're going to be in chapter 3 today. And I'm just going to read one chapter a day from here on out, just to kind of stretch it out, because we're getting close to the end of the year. So we're going to read chapter 3 today. Again, from the Legacy Standard Bible, chapter 3 of the book of Revelation. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, "This is what he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says. I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which are about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. So remember what you have received and heard, and keep it, and repent. Therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you. But you have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "This is what he who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one will open, says, I know your deeds. Behold, I have given before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I am giving up those of the synagogue of Satan, those who say they are Jews but are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet and make them know that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one will take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the sanctuary of my God, and he will never go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from God, and my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, "This is what the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and pitiable and poor and blind and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be manifested, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love I reprove and discipline, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." This is the word of God. Well, thank you once again for joining us for Squirrel Chatter. I wish you the most pleasant of Tuesdays. Remember to do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. And whatever you do, do it unto the glory of the Lord. And take care. God bless. Hope to see you again here tomorrow.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.